If you remember from Masechtas Maisus, if you were learning Masechtas Maisus with us, we kept repeating the term Shlav Aleph, Shlav Beis, and Shlav Gimel, that there are three stages, or three steps, as the Chiyuv of Maaser develops. And basically we said Shlav Aleph was, don't worry, if you didn't learn Masechtas Maisus, it's not much to pick up over here, just understand as follows. Tvua, before it reaches a third of how much it's going to grow, is totally potter on Trumas and Maisers. And if you separate a Trumas and Maisers from Tvua that was less than a third on its way to fully ripen, you did nothing. It's not Trumas and Maisers, because there's no Chi of Trumas Maisers yet. Shlav Beis. When it gets to Oinas HaMaisers, that means it's still not Nigmar Malachta. We didn't finish working with this yet. There's still work to do. But it's more than a third on its way to be fully ripe. So between these two thresholds, between these two points, it's more than a third on its way to get ripe, but it wasn't finished off yet, whatever you're working with. So Chazal said, I don't want you to eat a chilas kva. I don't want you to make a suda out of this, but you could snack from it. Then, when it's nigmar malachdoi, in the case of tvua, like we've already explained in this mesechta, it's when you pile it up and round out the piles and make it smooth, at the point that's nigmar malachdoi, different Paris have different shiurim of nigmar malachdoi, it becomes completely mechuyev in maisris, and you can't even eat a snack from it until proper trumasi maisris were separated from it. Now, what happens in terms of challah? Before the flour is mixed with water, that's shlav aleph. There's no chiyuv to separate challah. If you want to eat it at that point, you can. And like we learned, if you would separate challah at this point, it's not challah. It's too early. There's no chiyuv challah yet at all. Shlav Beis is when the flour is mixed with water. At this point, if you were to separate challah, it would be considered challah, although there's no chiyuv yet. Can I eat from it if I didn't separate challah? Just achilas haroi. This is Shlav Beis. Like a snack, but not a full seuda. So what's Shlav Gimel by challah? Gemar Malacha. What's Gemar Malacha? By the tefua, it's when it's piled up and smoothed out. What's Gemar Malacha by challah? That we're going to see now in our Mishnah. Zok Heilige Mishnah, Masechtas Challah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Oichlin Ari Min Isa, you can eat Ari, like in a snack. Not a kviya stick away. You can eat Ari Min Isa from the dough, Ad Shetiz Galgel Bechitim. So if we're talking about dough made out of wheat, it's until it's Tizgalgel. What does Tizgalgel mean? Let's see the Batanura. Shetisarev Yafa, the flour and the water are thoroughly mixed. And as is the case, with wheat, it mamish mixes very well. It turns into like a clay. I'm sure you've all seen a dough. So once it turns into this clay-like thing, mamish one gook, so to speak, that's the Gemar Malacha, and you can't even eat Achilas Haroi until you first separate Maisers. If the flour that you're dealing with is not wheat flour, but it's barley flour, so here I'm not going to say it until it turns into one mamish gook or one like piece of clay, because it doesn't happen. Dough that's made from barley flour, it crumbles. You can't knead it into mamish one clay-like mixture. What you could do is you can like pack it down. That the Mishnah calls visitamtam. Visitamtam bisa'idim, until it's like packed together. If we're talking about sa'idim means barley. Again, let's see the batanura just to understand it. V'sitamtam b'sa'orim, l'fisha isa sa'orim, says the batanura, a dough of barley misbaredes, it falls apart. V'enim misarevis yaf, it doesn't mix as well. Ki isa shalchitim, like a dough of wheat. Ela mitamtam b'yad, but you pack it down with your hand. Now, zakta mishne v'aiter, gilgala b'chitim, once you completed kneading it, it becomes mamash a dough with a wheat dough. Or, v'timtama b'sa'orim, where you pack down the dough in the case of barley. In other words, you mixed it to the best that it's going to become one piece. That's Gemar Malacha. That's Shlav Gimel. Ememela ha'oichol imen. If someone eats of it without first separating, chal l'chayiv misa, mamish chayiv misa, it would be misa b'dei shemayim. It was Nigmar Malachta. It's tevel. So just like if someone would eat tvua after miruach, after it was totally finished, smoothed out in the pile, that was tevel, meaning no trumas yimaisis were taken from it. He would be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Same is true over here. If he eats on the completed dough, And again, one more time, by chitim. That's when it mamish mixes together like a clay. By sa'orim, when it's packed down, he would be chayiv misa b'deshamayim. Again, if he ate it without first separating chal. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. The Mishnah now is going to define shlav beis. Kivan she nesenes es hamayim. As soon as she puts the water into the flour, it doesn't have to be she. It could be he also. But usually it's the lady that's baking the bread and kneading. So as soon as she puts the water into the flour, at that point, that's shlav beis, and magbas chalasa, she separates the challah. Wait a second. I want her to separate challah at this point? I know you can. But shouldn't she rather wait until she totally finishes it? And it becomes mamish mixed together, kneaded together? Are we suggesting that to start with, she should separate challah at this point when you put the water into the dough? And the answer is yes. It's a takanas chachamim. We want to make sure the challah gets separated before it becomes tameh. The only thing is, ubilvad, here we have two girsas. Let's learn according to the first girsa of the Batanura. Ubilvad sheyehesham chamish revoy kemach. She's going to separate challah over here after you pour the water, which just has to make sure that in this mixture of flour and water, you have the minimum shear of challah, which is the 5/4 calves. Because if it's less than that, there's no chiyav challah yet. Then the Batanura says there's a second girsa, which is the girsa of our Mishnah. And here we read, Ubilvad shelo yehesham chamisha revoy kemach. As long as there are not 5 revoy of flour there. What does that mean? If you don't have 5 revoy of flour, how could you separate challah? You don't have the shear. What it means is, explains the Batanura, I have to make sure after you separate the challah that you don't have left over here in the shisel, in the basin, 5 revoyim of dry flour that didn't get mixed in with the water yet. And my concern is, if I'm going to have dry flour that was not yet mixed with the water, so the challah you're taking now doesn't help for that, because that's still in shlav aleph. It only helps for the part that got mixed with the water. And you're going to think you already separated challah. You're going to think you already separated challah for the whole basin over here, for everything that's in this shisel. And it's not true. Because the challah can only work for the flour that's the shlav beis. That's the part that the water got mixed into. So you have to make sure you don't have a shear of challah left over that's dry over here, which isn't going to be included in your challah. Now, what you could do, says the Batanura, and this is quoted from the Yerushalmi, the Batanura says, Taki, you're supposed to teach the Nashim in the house, your daughter, your wife that's doing this, to say as follows. I'm separating challah from this mixture even before I need it. We want to do it as quickly as possible to make sure it doesn't become tummy. As soon as she pours the water into the challah, she's going to separate challah, but she should say, I don't want the challah to take effect until after it's a regular dough, until everything is included here in the regular dough. So when the challah will click into place, everything will be included, and everything will already be in shlav gimel, so it won't be a problem. Let me just tell you that the iser to eat from the dough before you separate challah is only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz, where the chi of challah is only midrabanan, we'll learn more about that a little bit later in Perik Dalud Be'ez Hashem, you're allowed to eat l'chatchila from the dough and separate challah afterwards. So chazing over our Mishnah, again, let's explain, just like by Tfuah, there's Shlav Aleph, Shlav Bey, Shlav Gimel. Shlav Aleph is before it reaches a third of its path to become ripe. At that point, you can eat from it l'chatchila. If you would separate Trumas and Maisers, it's useless. There's no chiv Trumas and Maisers at all. Shlav Bey is from when it reaches a third until Nigmar Malachtai, but it wasn't finished off yet. At this point, the Rabbanan said, only Achilas Aroi, not Achilas Kva. Shlav Gimel is when it's Nigmar Malachtai, in the case of Tfuah, when you smooth out the piles, there's a full Chiv that clicks into place of separating Trumasi Maisris, and you can't even eat a snack, even Achilas Aroi, until you separate Trumasi Maisris. By Chala, we said Shlav Aleph is up until the point that you pour the water in. You can eat from it l'chatchila, and if you would separate challah from it at that point, it wouldn't be challah. Shlav beis is after you pour the water in, before it's nigmar malachdai. At this point, you can, if you want to, separate challah. You can still eat from it achilas aroi. Shlav gimel is with the wheat flour when it turns mamish into one gush, one like clay. With barley flour, it crumbles, doesn't really turn into one gook, it doesn't mix as well. So when you pack it down, that's Shlav Gimel, that's Nigmar Malachtai, and you cannot even eat Achilas Aroi until you first separate challah. Although the main mitzvah is to separate it after it's mamash dough, but in Eretz Yisrael, when the challah was b'tahara, we were very nervous that at any moment it could become tameh. So we wanted to separate challah as quickly as possible before it would become tameh. And therefore, the women were told to separate the challah as soon as you pour the water into the dough. In other words, during Shlav Beis. Don't wait for Shlav Gimel, because if it becomes tameh, it's not worth the wait. The only thing is, you have to be careful for two things. We have two different gears. It's in the Mishnah, but basically you have to be careful for two things. You're pouring in the water into the flour before you mix it. You're separating challah. Make sure that in the part where the water is mixed with the flour, you have the shear of challah, which is the five-quarter cows of Kemach. You also have to make sure that the dry flour that doesn't have any water yet, that's left in the shitzel, in the basin, doesn't have its own shear of five-quarter cows, because if it does, you're not covering it. There's a chi of challah for that. You can't separate challah from that yet, because that's still in Shlav Aleph, before the water came into the flour. And you're going to think you took challah from everything here, so it can get complicated if some of the flour is mixed with the water and some is still dry. So again, you have to make sure that the part that's mixed with the water has the shear challah. If it's less than the shear, then your challah is useless. And you have to make sure that in the dry part, you're not leaving a shear challah, because who's going to separate challah from that? What you should do, the Matanur brings some of the Yashalmi, is you teach the women to say, I'm separating the challah now, after I pour the water in, but I only want it to go into effect. I want the challah to click into place only after the dough is complete. And that'll include the sourdough, it'll include everything over here to be covered under the challah, and lechetchila, people should teach the women in their house to say that. I'm separating it now, but I only want it to become challah after the whole dough is complete.